This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love teaching stories of all kinds. I collect them. Here's a famous story. It's an ancient Mesopotamian tale made famous by the fact that it was the epigraph of the acclaimed 1934 novel Appointment in Samarra by American writer John O'Hara. Here is my retelling of this famous story. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there lived a merchant in Baghdad. One morning, the merchant sent his servant to the marketplace to buy food for the house. Before long, however, the servant returned to the house with a look of terror in his eyes. The merchant asked his servant, "What frightened you?" And the servant replied, "As I was passing through the market, I was jostled. And when I turned to see who had done it, I saw that it was Death. Death looked right at me and made a threatening gesture. 'Please, sir, lend me your horse so that I can ride away from the city to avoid my fate. I'll ride to the city of Samarra so that Death can't find me.'" The merchant was a kind man, and he took pity on his servant and lent him the use of his horse, and the servant mounted up and raced away. Then the merchant went out to the marketplace himself to look for Death. And when he saw Death, he said indignantly, "Why did you startle and threaten my servant this morning?" "With great courtesy," Death replied, "Oh, I meant no harm. It was just a start of surprise. I was astonished to see your servant here in Baghdad. I have an appointment with him tonight in Samarra." This is a story that illustrates a profound truth. Our actions are fateful, but it's not possible for us to know that fate and either pursue or avoid it until it happens. If you'd like to hear another one of my favorite teaching stories, I'll post a link to the episode of A Little Happier where I talk about the parable of the growing heap. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.